evening, everyone. Welcome to RAWF Tropical Aggression live here from Cancun, Mexico, our annual summer fiesta. And happy to bring to you our RAWF Tropical Aggression. Let me bring on my co-host in his home country. He is the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant joining me this evening. Good evening, El Vacant.
Ah, ¿cómo está, mi amigo?
Wow. Incredible. It's an incredible turnout here at the stadium, ladies and gentlemen, in Cancun, Mexico. It has been a hell of a week. Had a lot of fun here in Cancun, to be sure. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But so, El Vacant, how does it feel being here in Cancun, getting ready to take on Juan in the Lucha Libre matchup tonight?
I tell you, look, it's been a long time since I've graced the ring here in Mexico, and the fans all over the place, every time they run into me, they've been very, very, appreciative. They could have to be in saying, oh, yeah, Vega, you're going to beat up Juan, it's beautiful. You know, so, look, it's very exciting. It's been a while since I've done this. You know, here in as I said, in Mexico, you know, and it's different. It's a different feeling when you're home, and you have such a big match. So this ought to be great, actually.
Should be a lot of fun for you and for the rest of us.
I did mean to ask, did you put in the extra strength, like heavy duty ropes? Because you know, I'm a big guy.
I did. I made sure everything was prepared for
you. If I tried to do any of my world famous lucha moves on a normal rope, there's a non-zero chance it just, you know, snap, like, you know, like your dead ends.
Okay. Well, yeah, absolutely. So it has been, and I tell you what, I did a lot of scuba dive. I did some scuba diving a couple of days ago. Checked out the underwater museum. Have you ever seen that? The sculptures they have underneath. Oh my gosh, beautiful! And then of course there's also, and then of course Cancun, home to the second largest barrier reef here in the world, next to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, and it is gorgeous as well, let me tell you. So yeah, I had a lot of fun, got some relaxed time in, and I'm ready to kick some ass myself tonight. Definitely going to be kicking some Teflon Chic butt later.
I bought myself a front row seat just so I could come watch that.
It should be fun. And of course, the Immortal Griffith serving as special guest referee. And of course, I'm sure he'll be impartial right down the middle, calling that match, because, you know, he has no beef with me or the Teflon Chic. Never, right?
No, he's a very fair guy.
So, yeah, absolutely. So you and I both preparing for huge matches tonight, but there are everybody in RAWF preparing for big matches tonight. Let's talk about some of them now. Iceman King Parsons to take on the Paragon of Greatness. That one, you know, stems from IKP attacking Paragon, and apparently he was hired to do so. And there's suspicions on a certain person on who hired him to do that, which seemed out of character for that person. So I'm not going to say who it was until any proof comes out. But Iceman King Parsons will take on the Paragon of Greatness. In one of the early matches, Brunette Strangler to take on Andraj Divas, RAWF Hall of Famer, two of the top ladies here in RAWF. Aaron McFadden with a million coin challenge. He laid that out there, said he'll put up a million coins to anyone who faces him at Tropical Aggression. Brunette Strangler was the first one to accept. So that it, Aaron McFadden, this could be, this is actually a big match for McFadden, not just because of the coinage, not just because of the cash, but it's his first time really calling anybody out. He's been in RAWF a little while. He admittedly says, you know, he was being lazy and not taking RAWF serious enough until a few weeks ago. And now a serious call out on a major pay-per-view to one of the top stars in RAWF, Million Coin Challenge. This is a huge match for Aaron McFadden, Al Reagan.
See, and I'm curious, you know, we've had other people in the past be like, oh, I wasn't serious until now. Now I'm going to really do it. And then, you know, they kind of just crumble. So it would be kind of interesting to see if, like, you know, if he steps up, you know, if he really, you know, shows that when he tries, he's a named threat, you know? It would be curious.
Absolutely. Rematch from Philadelphia Freedom, Redneck Avenger against Scythe. Nightcrawler to take on the Hawkster in an Electra Hell cage cell match. Basically, an electrified steel cage with fire around it, so you know, ups the ante of a high voltage match just a little bit, because not only can you get electrified, you can get fried, literally.
Why don't we just cover it in razor wire while we're at it?
I know, right?
Wow, that's going to happen next month. Now
that'll be next, you know, and then maybe some TNT under the ring, you know. Somebody's going to come up with that very soon, I have a feeling. 8-man tag team match, Anarchy taking on members of the newly formed TACT, T-A-C-T. That one for Anarchy, of course, been around in RAWF for a long time. TACT just formed. It would be a major victory for TACT to upset Anarchy, I think. It would make a major statement for TACT if they were to win this match, don't you think?
Oh, see, yeah, I think very much so. I think that he would, they'd cement themselves pretty seriously right out of the gate if they were able to win that.
Yep, so quite a bit on the line. TACT wins that match. They make an early statement just a couple weeks after since forming up.
I will say, I find it interesting that somehow Anarchy has kind of become like the gatekeeper in RAWF. Like, if you form a group to kind of prove that you're a group, you have to go fight Anarchy. Like that, I don't know why this has happened, but it has definitely happened.
Well, you know, I have to actually credit Nightcrawler for that. He seems to be the one that looks over at that. He keeps his eyes open for anything that happens in RAWF. He's pretty attentive person, and so when he sees something happening, he likes to be at the center of it. He likes to be a part of it, or at least have something to do with it. So Nightcrawler usually the one saying, hey, Anarchy, let's do this. Let's do this. So credit Nightcrawler for that, I think. Not that any of the other members of Anarchy aren't ready and willing, but Nightcrawler seems to have his pulse on what's going on in RAWS. So credit to him on that.
So you're trying to say he likes to start trouble?
I was trying to say it in a nice way. But yeah,
look, this is wrestling. That is a nice way.
All right, the beast
you get
to take,
start some trouble.
There was a poll on which three of Mark Caliber's personas would face Beast tonight at Tropical Aggression. The poll, the winner was Cactus Josh over the Joker and the Crow. So this is our first time seeing Cactus Josh in action. We've seen, you know, of course, we know Mark Caliber very well. The Joker we've seen in action. What do you think we can expect from Cactus Josh against
Fire? I think we can expect fire. That's from what he said and what he's seen. That's it. That's what I think.
That does sound plausible, no doubt about it. And, you know, it is going to be an interesting match when Beast takes on Cactus Josh.
So take this with the grain of salt that I know I'm talking about Mark Caliber when I say this. But I'm thinking Cactus Josh is a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You think? I think that could be said of just about any aspect of Mark Caliber at this point, considering
I'm talking relative to the rest.
Really? You think he's more? He's you think Cactus Josh is more off the rails than the Joker?
See.
Hmm. Well,
the Joker, there's a direction. Right? I can understand where it's going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the Josh. No, not so much with Josh. Josh is just sort of like a little ball of anarchy, right? And I don't mean like the group. I mean like the concept of just a little ball of chaos running around, bouncing around, figuring out what it can damage next.
All right. The Church of Satan match. It's taking place at an abandoned church just outside of Cancun here, out in the middle of nowhere. It is a rematch between Judgment and Uncle Frank. And, you know, considering everything we've seen and heard from Judge over the last few weeks and knowing what we know about Uncle Frank and what he did to Judge at Philadelphia Freedom in their House of Horrors match, actually kidnapping him at one point, what can we expect, do you think, out of Judge tonight? We know what to expect out of Uncle Frank because he's just relentless. But Judgment, I mean, this one's a tough call because this is a Judgment we are not used to seeing.
I mean, normally I'd say he'd go in, make some weird puns, use incorrect words, but that's, I don't know. You're right. This is not the Judgment we're used to. You know, and look, you know, we kind of treat Judgment like, oh, he's, you know, he's like the jester of RAWF, you know, because he's always being a little silly, a little wacky. But, you know, he's one of the most decorated wrestlers in the history of the company. You know, I've been doing a little research lately. And he's up there. He's had 27 titles in his time in the company. Did you know that?
Yes. I mean, he is highly decorated. Judgment is Mr. RAWF, and there's a reason for that. It's not just because it's self-proclaimed. He actually has the record and the trophy case to back it up in some respects. Former world champion, as a matter of fact, is Judgment. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he has 27 title reigns here in RAWF.
This is a guy that, you know, you overlook him – and you might find yourself looking at light, see?
Very true. And, of course, Judgment and Uncle Frank, both RAWF Hall of Famers, former world champions. But I don't think either of those things matter in this kind of match where anything goes in this abandoned church. We will see what happens between Judgment and Uncle Frank. All right, let's some early rankings match results from Tropical Aggression are in. You got Kane the Governor defeating Magnificent Michael. You have the Goddess of Pain victorious in her first pay-per-view here in RAWF against the Angel of Flex, Angel of Death, whatever you want to call him. Tiggs defeated Jake Bagwell in their challenge match, so congratulations to her. Those are some early results here from Tropical Aggression. All right, let's get to the title matches because all of them are still ongoing, still in doubt. First of all, you have the Hatfield-McCoy Championship, the Immortal Griffith defending against the Cougar. Now, Cougs had that title. She was the first ever female to hold the title. And, you know, she's looking now to be the first one to win it a second time. The Immortal Griffith is not one to back down from a challenge. He covets any gold that he holds, whether it be Platinum Dragon, Men's Championship, or the Hatfield-McCoy Championship. Cougs facing an uphill battle, but does she have the tenacity to weather the storm of the Immortal Griffith?
So we kind of talked about this a little last night. I mean, I suspect we will see a much more focused and determined Cougar at tonight than we saw last month. I do. I don't. I mean, she hasn't really spoken about it much, at least not to me or in my presence. But I'm sure she is not satisfied with her performance last month, and I'm sure she's going into that ring with something to prove.
Agreed. Should be a good match. There was one other special tag team match, not non-title, that I forgot to mention. The team, two husband and wife teams, challenged each other to a tag team match. It's Big F and Hitman and the Goddess of Pain facing Boney Jiggles, one of your favorite names, and
it really is funny to say.
And Mrs. Boney Jiggles, if you will. So That one should be a good mixed tag team match there. Two husband and wife teams battling it out for bragging rights. All right, back to the title matches. Claymore defend one of his four title matches that he's participating in tonight. Claymore defending the Supreme Fighter Championship against Wolfie, who won last month's 32-1 challenge. Wolfie's not a name we normally talk about, which is a good thing. But Claymore is definitely a name we talk about quite often, and we'll be talking about here a lot in the next few minutes. Considering Claymore does have four big matches, he's in the Supreme Fighter, he's challenging for the White Lightning and the tag teams, and defending the multimedia. Does Wolfie have a chance to maybe slide in there and steal some gold out from under Claymore?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes. So again, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about this before, but, you know, Wolfie is a bit of an unknown. As far as I know, this is the first title shot he's had in the company. I don't recall seeing any others. And, you know, he's fought some pretty big names and done, you know, well for himself. So, you know, clearly he has skills. And Claymore, like you said, I mean, how much can he have really trained for Wolfie? You know, like everyone else he's facing, he's faced before. You know, these are people he knows. He doesn't have to. There's no guesswork. You know. With Wolfie, I don't think that's true. And I mean, and quite frankly, of all the matches, I suspect this is the one that he will put the least attention to, if that makes sense.
Agreed. I think this could be Wolfie. Wolfie may have caught the right person at the right time here at Tropical Aggression, taking on Claymore, whose head has to be in three other places at the same time when it comes to these title matches. So maybe Wolfie gets himself some RAWF gold tonight, and we start talking about him a lot more. But we will find out. All right, so we've got that Champion's Choice championship match, one that a lot of people looking much forward to, not so much because we think it's going to be competitive, because we want to see Lady Vex Diablo dressed as a mermaid. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. She can only use a limited amount of her arsenal against Killa. Killa can use whatever he wants, whatever he has at handy. But she'll be dressed as a mermaid, unable to use her legs in any way, shape, or form, which will tremendously hinder any offense she can give to Killa. Killa Neptune should, I think, walk away still Champion's Choice championship champion despite Vex's bravado, don't you think?
I would think. I will be genuinely stunned if she manages to somehow win while wearing a tail.
Chelsea. All right. Uber Vegan TPO to defend the White Lightning Championship against former champion Claymore. Now, Claymore lost the title last month, but it was in a triple threat match. Chris Cage and TPO. I believe it was Chris Cage that lost the title. Either way, Claymore is a former White Lightning Championship. He won the High Voltage Invitational. TPO won it in a triple threat match, first ever person to do that. But he's only got one opponent to face, and that being Claymore. Who do you like in this matchup?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think Claymore really likes this particular title. I think of all the matches he has tonight, for some reason, I suspect this is the one he will put his most effort into. And that being said, when Claymore actually pays attention and puts in the effort and you know, comes with his A game, he's hard to beat. Like, I mean, I hate to admit it, but I have to be honest. If I'm right that this is the match that he is most concentrated on, I have to kind of go with him on this.
All right. I don't doubt that. Claymore does covet the White Lightning Championship. That is one of his favorite titles. So I wouldn't be surprised were he to beat TPO. But TPO, I wouldn't count him out either because he is one tough individual.
TPO is very skilled. Very tough. Which is kind of surprising when you know that he's a vegan.
Agreed. Tag team championship will be on the line. Deez and Tiggs, the team of hotness, they've been tag team champs for quite a while now. They do face a stiff test, though, when you talk about Teflon Sheik and Claymore as a team, swords and scimitars. As much as I, you know, definitely don't want to see Terror Inc. win the tag team titles again. Teflon knows how to win tag team gold. He is former tag team champion with Luke. So, what do you think about this tag team championship match?
I feel like it's really sad that Claymore is going into this match handicapped like this.
I agree. You know, anytime you have to be near Sheik, that's a handicap of some sort. But, you know, they did work very well as a team here in this last season. And, you know, they were the only undefeated team in the last season. So it's kind of, it's not that they don't have chemistry. I don't know if he's necessarily going to be holding Claymore back. They know what they're doing. I don't know. We will find out. But Hotness has been on a roll as far as tag team title defenses. They've faced some really tough teams over the course of the last few months. We will see if Hotness can continue their reign as tag team titles. Speaking of Tigress, though, she has to defend the Powerball Championship against the Hawkster Bully. Hawkster looking for his first major championship here in RAWF. Tigress winning the Powerball Championship last month from Europa Muscles. And, of course, there's always that quarter mil of coins on the line when the Powerball title is defended. Who do you like, El Vacant, when you say Tigress versus the Hawkster?
I mean, I'm pretty fond of Tigress. I mean, like, but I don't think that's what you're asking me. For the match, you know, I think I'm going to go with Hawkster on this.
Okay. I mean, it should be a good match. And I know these two don't like each other very much. That much
they
has
don't.
Been apparent.
They really, really don't.
So I have a feeling Tigress will not be very happy were she to drop the Powerball title to the Hawkster. But
certainly
he
not. And look, I don't think I'm not sitting there saying, oh, this is Hawkster's back 100%. Like, I think it's going to be a good, tight match, I think. But you know how lately I've been kind of saying I get these feelings and sometimes I feel like somebody is due? Yeah, mm-hmm. I've mentioned it a few times. But you'll notice every time I've said that person has then won. Every time.
Yeah, just about. Just about.
And I kind of feel Hawkster's due.
I kind of agree. He has been in the spotlight many times and been unsuccessful in wresting gold away from title holders. But this could be his night. Another guy who's night and looking for his first RAWF championship is Big F and the Hitman when he challenges Claymore for the Multimedia Championship. Now, Claymore, of course, as we know, won the title. One, and I put that in quotes. The title.
Big F has been champion before. Big F has been champion before.
I do not believe so.
Didn't he have Hobo Championship?
No, he never had the Hobo Championship.
God. Who am I thinking of? Oh, that was Big Greg.
You're talking Big Greg. Yes.
It's two very large. Well, I mean, they call themselves large. I mean, they come up to
Big
my
Greg.
Team, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, Big Effin hasn't been on the sides of milk cartons like Big Greg.
Fair enough.
Big Effin has not held gold here in RAWF as of yet. It could be his night as well. He's kind of in the same boat as the Hawkster. Been in contention several times, been up there several times, but never quite enough to grab himself some gold. Claymore, as we know, won the championship from Sin last week on Superstars. And I say won.
Sorry, if you're going to do that, you have to throw up the bunnies of sarcasm, as you say.
Yep, the bunnies of sarcasm are twitching right now. Because Sin, of course, is retired, has left RAWF, has left Terror Inc. after the loss to Claymore. He dropped the multimedia title to Claymore. Claymore now defends that title against Big Effin' Hitman. So, I mean,
funny you say that. You know, I noticed something last night. Did you notice in the little interview that the Sheik put on? He mentioned that, but he also mentioned that it sounds like Agent of Hate has left Terror Inc.
I'm guessing that is true. He is, however, still under contract with RAWF as of this moment. So it may just be that I don't want to be with you guys anymore. I'm going to go off. Do my own thing here in RAWF. So, but Sin is retiring completely from the business altogether. So the end from RAWF and the Indies as well. Moving right along, the unsettled Chris Cage to defend the Triple Crown Championship against Knox, Boogie, and Tigress. This one is going to be good. You got the unsettled Chris Cage, who's been Triple Crown champion, knows how to win gold, and is as unpredictable as they come. Knox Boogie, of course, a recent inductee into the RAWF Hall of Fame, former world champion, former Triple Crown champion. And then you throw Tigress, who as of late has been coming on very strong and grabbing some gold here, tag team champion, powerball champion, and now she looks to add the Triple Crown championship to her resume. Who do you like when it comes to the Chris Cage, Knox Boogie, or Tigress?
I'm torn on this one. I mean, like I've said, you know, I've been, you know, paying attention to Chris Cage lately, and I think, you know, he's actually quite good. You know, I mean, he's unstable, certainly, but, you know, he's very good in the ring, and he taps into his own unpredictableness, you know what I mean? Like, he uses it well to his advantage. I just don't know if that's going to be enough against someone like Knox. You know what I mean? Knox was world champion, right? I mean, this is not mm-hmm. some run guy. This is a Hall of Famer, former world champion, multiple-time tag champion, like, this is Knox Boogie. Smart money almost has to be on him in this match.
I tend to agree. I mean, Knox for a while was very quiet. You know, wasn't making much noise, wasn't doing much until as the last couple months.
I did some investigations. I found out what that was all about. Apparently, he had the world's longest ingrown toenail. It just wouldn't go away.
Ooh, ouch.
Right. It took a long time to heal, but apparently now it's been taken care of, and, you know, he can get his wrestling boot on correctly, and now he can wrestle properly again.
Okay. Wow. Breaking news from El Vacant, injury report that I was not aware of. I'll have to check into that, because, you know, you're supposed to report all injuries to me. I'm supposed to know about that kind of stuff. Anyways, Midnight Hobo Championship, Luke Cage, the power player to defend against, I'll let you say it because I know you love to say his name.
Beast. That one?
Yep, that one. That is Beast Anarchy's Beast to challenge Luke Cage for the Midnight Hobo Championship. Now, Beast has been a beast as far as rankings, matches, and in his overall win-loss record since coming into RAWF. However, he's found himself, he's grabbed a couple of titles here. He was Ultimate Gauntlet champion, Hormonal champion, but he's never really held one of the big belts like the Midnight Hobo or the FUBAR. Well, no, I'm taking that back. He's been FUBAR City champion. That's probably the best he's been. So with that being said, though, I'm sure he really could. I think Luke Cage is in for a fight tonight when he takes on the Beast.
Certainly, certainly. I think that's going to be a great fight. You know, if I had to bet, right? If I had to bet, I'd probably put my money on Luke. I mean, he's on a roll. He's very, very strong, kind of crazy strong, really. You know, and he's very smart in the ring. You know, you wouldn't think it because he relies a lot on big power moves, but he's actually pretty wily. So I would put my money there. But Beast is, I talk about how Chris Cage is, like, aptly named as unsettled, but I'm going to go with Beast is pretty aptly named, too. I mean, you just watch him fight, and it's very obvious he just really loves to fight. Like I sometimes I don't even think he cares whether he wins or not. He just cares that he got to hit people.
I think that's pretty apt, but it should be a really good match for that Midnight Hobo Championship tonight. Luke Cage of Terror Inc. taking on Beast, the Anarchy of Beast. FUBAR City Championship. This one was going to be a good one, I have a feeling. Deez, who has been FUBAR City Champion for quite a while now, several months, defends against a man who has come into RAWF and just after a couple months is making so much noise. Setting the world on fire. He is Iceman King Parsons. This could be a major step considering the role Iceman's been on if he can upset Deez for that FUBAR City Championship, El Vacant.
So last night, I picked Deez in that match, right? But I was thinking about it. Like, I was out, and I was at Senior Fogg's with everybody, drinking and having a good time. And, you know, in the back of my head, it was kind of rolling around. And I think I have to change my opinion. I think I have to go with IKB on this one. I mean,
that's definitely a change of opinion, because I know you're a big fan of Deez.
And again, part of it's a gut feeling, but part of it's also, you know, kind of thinking about, like, watching who they've been fighting and how they've been performing against those people. I think Senior Parsons has just had a tougher gauntlet to go through of late, and performed better with it. If that makes sense.
I agree. I think this is going to be a really good match. Iceman King. I would not be surprised if Iceman King Parsons walked away with the FUBAR City Championship, but I also won't be surprised if Deez is still FUBAR City Champion, considering what he's how much he loves fighting in the streets.
Look, you know how I feel about Deez. Like, I will be very happy if he maintains the belt, right? I really enjoy him. I think he's a good FUBAR City Champion. I think it's a really great fit for him, actually. He's entertaining, you know, and he shoots beers at me when I raise a hand up in the air. It's great.
Yep, it will be a great match. And IKP out in the chat says it will be the match of the pay-per-view. We will see. I wouldn't be surprised. Estrogen Championship.
Everyone always says, like, we're going to steal the show. Our match is going to be the best. Like, they always say it. It's guaranteed to be said.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, I mean, don't you feel that way about the Lucha Libre match?
Well, certainly, it's because it's a Lucha match. It is going to steal the show. It's a Lucha match in Mexico.
Thank you. Estrogen Championship on the line. Europa Muscles to defend against Cassie Joe. Europa's been a really strong Estrogen Champion as of late, holding the title for several months since defeating Cougar Ford at Immortal. She now turns and faces a grizzled veteran in Cassie Joe. Cassie was quiet there for a while, but she's been making some noise. She's been getting strong. Who do you like in this match between the Scourge of the Seven Seas and Cassie Joe?
Huh. I think Europa is probably gonna win the match. Probably. Like, that is my gut feeling right now, is that I'm leaning that way. I think it's going to be a good match. I think of all the matches you've talked about, I think, like, if I had to say what is going to be the tightest match, that is it.
All right.
That didn't sound right.
That one is going to be a good one for the Estrogen Championship. Men's Championship, two RAWF stalwarts. You have the Immortal One, the most decorated champion in RAWF history, taking on Mr. RAWF himself. Griff, of course, chose Judge among all the participants of the Arsehole of the Month tournament to be his challenger. But here's the thing. I think considering Judge, the way Judge has been as of late, as we said, is definitely a different Judge. Did Griff may possibly bite off more than he chew? I mean, he may know Judge pretty well, but he may not know the Judge that we've been having to deal with as of late. What do you think about this match?
I mean, while you're probably correct, I also expect the ego man doesn't care. I mean, look at it this way. Like, one thing I'll point out. So, you know, he has these runs, and this is certainly not his first run with the men's championship, right? I mean, he's had it a couple times, and every time he gets it, he holds it for a long time. So he is used to going into the ring last minute to defend that particular belt, right? Because it's very rare that he knows who he's going to be facing more than a day or two before the tournament, before the pay-per-view, see?
True.
So, you know, it's not like he's preparing for judgment. He's not preparing for, you know, Bob. He's not preparing for you. Like, he's just preparing to fight. So on some level, I don't think in that match he cares, because he wasn't preparing for anyone in particular.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. And that being said, that means, you know, he might be even a little bit more prepared than normal facing judgment, because he knows judgment so well. Did that make sense? Did I just blow your mind?
I mean, it is completely feasible that, you know, when he got to choose this one, you know, I'm sure he knew, you know, who he was looking at, like, last week, right? I mean, I'm sure he had an idea. So, you know, and if what he said on there is accurate, Judgment only pushed himself over the edge right towards the end. But, you know, he knew that he was in contention for at least a week. So, I mean, who knows? It's possible. Yeah. And again, you're right. I mean, they were tag team champions together at one point. I mean, they know each other pretty well. So if he goes into this match expecting the same person he used to tag with, he might be caught on the waves.
Very true. Should be a good one. The Immortal Griffith takes on Judgment. Judgment is a multi-time men's champion. It's one of the titles that he actually favors here in RAWF. So we will see. It should be a good match. Hobo Ezekiel to defend the national championship against the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable, the Great Red Dragon. Now, you know, give all the kudos you can to the Great Red Dragon. He has been, over the course of the better part of almost 2 years now, been near the top of the rankings every single period, in contention for the major belts. But really, all he has to show for it is one Midnight Hobo Championship and a Superstars Championship. This would be a major notch in the Great Red Dragon's belt if he were to defeat Hobo Ezekiel. But Hobo, we don't know what he's going to do. We really don't. We don't know from day to day what his react. He's destroyed RAWF equipment here as a recent, just because he can, just because he wanted to, just because he felt like it. He's very moody. He's been at times very vicious. Who do you like in this title matchup?
I mean, I don't like either. I mean, no, I'm kidding. So here's the thing. I think purely technically speaking, Dragon is a superior wrestler, right? Like if there's a way to enforce that this was nothing but a wrestling match, it would probably go to Dragon. Unfortunately, you see the way the rules in professional wrestling work. They're allowed to punch you in the face, and that's something that Hobo is really good at, is, you know, punching people in the face. He's a very angry man.
Should be a good one when Hobo Ezekiel takes on the Great Red Dragon for the national championship. And then, of course, the Platinum Dragon Championship, Mithras defending against the Paragon of Greatness for the second pay-per-view in a row. It's technically really facing in three of the last four pay-per-views with that Platinum Dragon Championship on the line. These two are getting to know each other quite well. It's almost not quite the Paragon Griff series that we have.
I mean, but it's getting there.
It certainly is getting there. Platinum Dragon Championship on the line. Who do you like when it comes between Mithras and Paragon?
I suspect it will stay with Mithras, but I would not be stunned if Paragon walked out with the belt, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I think champion's advantage is going to play out here, and I think that's how close the fight's going to be.
I tend to agree. Two of RAWF's greatest competitors is Mithras and Paragon. This for the Platinum.
I mean, but no, be clear. For all we know, one of them is going to go to walk into the ring and trip on the bottom rope and break his own face, like in the opening match, and that's and never really recover. You never know what's going to happen in the RAWF.
That kind of started out. That's the way it started out for Paragon last month at Philadelphia Freedom when he faced Mithras. As he said last night, the key to this possibly beating Mithras, you cannot do something like that and expect to beat the title machine. So we will see what happens when Mithras and Paragon square off for the second consecutive pay-per-view for the Platinum Dragon Championship. And then, of course, Mithras, also a rematch for the World Heavyweight Championships from Philadelphia Freedom. Mithras defending against Taryn's own Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, you know, she's only been in the business now for a little over a year, about 13 months or so. But she's definitely proven that she's gotten the hang of things here in recent months. The only stumbling block I've seen for Maeve was her loss to Mithras at Philadelphia Freedom. Can she right the ship and grab that World Heavyweight Championship in near record time as far as careers go? What are your thoughts,
if she manages to win this quickly, it puts her, I mean, I can only think of three, maybe four people who have done that quickly. That's it. I mean, I can't really think of, in fact, actually, I'm pretty sure I can only think of three.
Yeah, it would definitely be a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment in just little over a year of being in the business if Maeve were to win the greatest singles title in all of Unstoppable. Definitely would put her name up there with the greats if she can do it that quickly. So,
I mean,
but as we all know from history, Mithras doesn't let titles go very easily.
Yeah, after this, I think we start calling him Mithras two times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just got he's on repeat mode this month.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. We will find out what happens when those two face off for the second consecutive pay-per-view. So that is your Tropical Aggression preview/review, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to a few of the competitors now. The first guest is I'm hoping she's in costume, to be honest with you, because she has to wear a very special costume for her championship match tonight when she faces off against Killer Neptune for the Champions Choice Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she is Lady Vex Diablo of the Sea, apparently. Vex, good evening.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about the outfit, first of all. We wanna hear all how did you acquire it? How much, and how is it uncomfortable? Is it comfortable? Tell us about the outfit.
Well, you see all these gloriously red and black scales. They're actually Swarovski crystals. RAWF costumes said it wouldn't be a problem at all to make me this gorgeous tail like I asked for. They're wonderfully sharp and fantastically expensive. There's, I think they said 25,000, but that's got to be wrong. There's got to be at least 35,000 here.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yep, fine. Thanks.
You need to get a water?
I'm good.
Good? Okay.
Yep.
And then, of course, the matching clamshell. You know, I'm pretty sure they hand-embroidered this. They had to have gotten somebody French to do it because I've never seen a stitch like this. And, man, I'll be damned if they didn't get smaller and smaller crystals. You know, to cut a crystal that small so that it fits through the material like this, I mean, they did amazing. You have some fantastic people here, LA. Why don't you pay them more?
Because apparently I'm paying a lot more for apparel than I thought. It's a very alluring outfit, to say the least. How comfortable is it, and how effective do you think you can be in the ring against Killa having to wear that contraption?
You know, I can be very effective against Killa because I have the one thing that distracts him the most. I can talk. Everyone knows that Killa gets distracted when I start to talk. So, you know, all I gotta do is keep him on his toes, keep him thinking, and yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty good. The material is actually kind of stretchy, but tight. It's better than yoga.
So like everything you wear?
Bacon's been watching. You know, I've heard about this. Okay, it's some kind of, I don't know, somewhere in the East, they've got these new silkworms, and the worm silk actually is stretchy, but never loses its stretch. It goes back to where it is after you stretch it. Now that stuff, I've heard that. Mm. Yeah. Quite pricey. Oh, I think I'm going to be fantastic in this match. Or should I say fantastic?
No, we are not doing that. No. The puns, I am all punned out.
It's not like she did it on purpose.
Oh God.
I have no idea what you're talking about over there, Vacant. I've done nothing.
Well, Vex, let's talk about your other match, because technically a Champions Choice Championship match cannot be a rankings match. You actually have a match that counts for the rankings tonight, taking on Mega Leopardess. Any thoughts on facing Mega on Megs?
I've actually just faced her not that long ago. It was an entertaining match, not overly chatty, and was not a hard pin at all. So, all I have to do is go grab the tape from that and probably hit replay. Feel good about it. Feel good about my matches so far. Waiting for a few things, and I think everything is going to be fantastic. Just a real cot of a time. And you know, I plan on schooling a few people on really how you handle someone like Phil Nexus.
Excuse me a second.
Careful. Listen, what have I told you about Excedrin poisoning? We've had this conversation. October is coming. Excedrin poisoning. I really think they just get a bad batch that month. It's so weird.
Hmm.
Just one of those things. I don't know. But yeah. And then I've got some things that I'm working on, some fantastic art that I'm working on that I really think is just going to make this entire pay-per-view pop. Like a bubble. Lots of bubbles. Bubbles popping. Blup, 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 blup,
blup. Okay. Vex, good luck tonight against Killa Neptune. This should be, if nothing else, an extremely entertaining match.
Thank you much, LA.
Yeah, I'm all punned out.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I may need some help. I mean, help. Okay. Moving right along, if we can. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship tonight for the second consecutive pay-per-view. She is Terror Inc.'s own. She is the one and only. Please welcome to Cancun the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Wolfman. Good evening, Vacant.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
I'm doing all right, except it's ungodly hot here. How do people live like this?
No, it's not that. It's actually not that hot at all. I mean, it's humid. It's very humid. It's like 90% humidity today.
Lad, it's 30 degrees out there.
I looked, it was like 87.
I mean, have you been out on the beach, Maeve? Have you been over to the beach? You know the sand
does
here?
Does she look like she caught on fire?
What?
Does she look like she caught on fire?
No, she doesn't. Well, you know the you know this, Elvacant. The sands here in Cancun, on the Cancun beaches, They're made of coral, you know, crushed coral, and so they're very cool to the person's feet when you walk on them. The sands here in Cancun do not get hot at all. It's actually
Tonight my feet were worried about, lad. Have you seen me?
What do you mean, man? I've seen
you. She goes in direct sunlight, she'll catch on fire.
To the beach earlier.
If I hold her up to a book, I can still read the book.
What are you saying? I ain't thick enough for you, lad.
No, I'm just saying you're very pale.
I did go out on the beach earlier, but I had on the big hats and the sundress, and I think it were SPF 300. I did go out on the beach for about 5 minutes. And then I wished I were dead, so I went back inside and sat in the air conditioning like a sane person.
You know, if you had gone in the water, that probably would have helped. The water is very nice.
And I suppose the last thing you'd want going into this match with Mithras is to be overcooked, if you will. So we definitely wouldn't want that.
God knows he hurt me enough last time without giving him a big bright red target to aim for.
True
enough.
She
has point.
You do have a point. There's no doubt about it. So, Maeve, the big night is here. It's your second opportunity, so it's not the first time, but it is still a big match, still the biggest match of your career. What are your thoughts? What's going on in that head? How nervous are you?
I don't know if nervous is the right word, lad. Apprehensive, perhaps. I mean, I know what I'm getting into this time. I know just how hard that match is going to be. I know just how hard he can hit. I know just how fast he can move for someone so big. It's unnatural. Again, no offense, Icon. So I know what to anticipate, which makes it both better and worse if you follow my meaning. But no, I don't think I'd use the word nervous. Respectful, maybe. No, wait, that's that's taken. I'm not trying to step on toes here. I appreciate what I'm getting myself into. I'll put it that way.
No, and you should have, after going through it last month at Philadelphia Freedom, you now have at least a familiarity with the situation. Maybe it gives you an advantage, maybe it doesn't. But Mithras, as we know, as we've all said many times, a tough one to crack when he has a title. He's not called the title machine for nothing.
I suppose it's an honor to get sacrificed on an altar, or whatever it were he were talking about with Mithras, whatever that word were that he were talking about last month. People complain about Gaelic, but I can't wrap my mouth around that one. them temples, what he were talking about. Cult of Mithras and all that.
Right. But with that being said, Maeve, it should be, good luck to you tonight, because it would definitely be a huge win to see you as the World Heavyweight Champion tonight. So good luck to you.
Well, thank you, man. Vacant. Are we still on for that tour you promised me?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it, lad.
Just keep her out of the sun, apparently, Elvacant. Maybe take her around at
well,
night.
The thing is, the difference in size, she could just stay
I'm
in
much
my shadow.
More fun at night.
What did you say, Maeve?
Wait, what? Okay.
Oh, I said I'm much more fun at night.
Oh.
Right, yo. Okay. So, good night, everybody.
All right. Maeve, good luck tonight. We will find out here soon whether you are the next World Heavyweight Champion. And be
Thank
incredible
you both,
for that. All right. Next up, Mr. REWF is here. Two big matches for him tonight. One of them happening just outside of town here in Cancun in an abandoned church. The other one here at the stadium for a title that he covets against a man he knows very well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Crossed every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy. So track me down, take me away, set to do, it's time to pay. Pays what I deserve. Here comes judgment day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening, El Nacho Taco Grande Bell.
Hola, Judgment. I got nothing.
So, Judge, we found out last night at the last minute that you would be the challenger for the Immortal Griffiths Men's Championship. Talk to me about the Men's Championship and what it means to you, and what it means to have held it as many times as you have.
Well, like you said earlier, Men's title is the title that is made for me here in REWF, and it's fitting that Griff was the one who chose me to go against him, because the rest of them had no opportunity when I got involved in it. It was meant to happen. The men's title is the title that I do covet, and I do expect to win tonight. Griffin's been a good champion. He's been a great person to hold the title. He's carried the title well. I'm proud for him doing that. But now it's time for Griffin to step to the side, and I'm going to end up taking the title away from him tonight. Right after I get through beating up Frank as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that now. It is a Church of Satan match. The church is just outside of town here in Cancun. It's kind of out. There's nothing around it, though. It's kind of been abandoned for many years. And I've got to look at this on a drive-by earlier today, and it looks real. It looks like it could fall over at any minute, Judge. So the truth, I mean, this could be a career-ending match depending on what you two do. And I know it's anything goes. You can use whatever you want, do whatever you want in this match. And, you know, it's almost – I almost decided not to sanction it and make it an unsanctioned match. That's how bad this is. I'm worried about it. I'm kind of wishing I did for the sake of both of you, even though, you know, despite your natures – Judge, are you sure you want to go through with this? Because I can cancel this match right now.
No. We're not going to cancel this match. This match is what Frank decided he wanted. This is what Frank did. Frank brought this onto himself by kidnapping me and taking me to this godforsaken circus of a church that he took me to, and they performed ungodly things and tasks on me. Yeah, so Frank put himself into this. So what's going to happen is it's all going to be on Frank. So, Paragon, I apologize to you and the sisterhood at what is going to happen to Frank tonight, because Frank does not know what I have in store for him. Frank has only seen a part of Judge that has darkened. Frank has never seen the darkest part of Judge, and that's what I've got tonight in store for him. I have got something so evil, so sinister, so it's going to be, let's just say, Frank's going to be a different person after tonight. Very different person.
And then I will return back
to the arena. And I would take it out. Then I would finish my night by beating Griffith, becoming the men's champion again. And then I'm going to celebrate here in Mexico.
All right. Well, Judge, good luck to you in both matches.
And good luck to you in your match as well, Amadeus.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I hate to see you being bald, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, that's going to be a pretty cool look for you.
Thank you, Judge. Ladies and gentlemen, his judgment, two big matches for him tonight. We will see what happens for him when he takes on Uncle Frank in the Church of Satan match and the Immortal Griffith for the men's championship. Our next guest is challenging for the FUBAR City Championship, taking on Deez. He is the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, the Iceman King Parsons is here. Iceman, good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Iceman, tonight, your opportunity for your first major RAWF championship when you face off against Deez for the FUBAR City Championship in the streets of Cancun. Talk to me about how excited you are right now about facing Deez.
Dez, he's so cool, isn't he? I know, Vacant, you're a fan, right?
Oh, see.
Yeah. He's so cool. But he's so foolish. He's foolish walking in this match. So, it'll be fun, though. I'm excited.
I mean, I will point out, I am a fan, but I did pick you.
I know. I heard. I appreciate that. It's about time people around here wised up.
So, Iceman, let's talk about the match against the Paragon of Greatness. That was a one-on-one match that scheduled for tonight. It's a kind of a he wants to get payback for you attacking him for whoever you were hired by. So talk to me about facing off against the Paragon of Greatness tonight as well, and then having to go face D's in Fubar City.
Well, you know, I mean, with Paragon, if you really think about it, you know, he's the Paragon of Greatness. How great was he when he was left laying in the middle of the ring a few weeks ago? He was done. I could have done anything I wanted to. I could have finished him right there. But I didn't. Because all I wanted to do was plant a little fear. You know, if you plant grass, grass will grow. If you plant rice, rice will grow. And if you plant fear, fear will grow. And if he's got a little fear in his heart, then he has a little doubt. And if he has a little doubt, that's when I'll capitalize and I'll take him out for the 1-2-3. So he can bring what he wants. It'll be irrelevant.
Iceman, it's been definitely a very eventful REWF career for you thus far. You know, fighting your protege Luke Cage for a couple of months, then turning around and starting to team with him. How's that going, teaming? How's the Ebony experience doing? Didn't quite make it this time, but what can we expect from the Ebony experience going forward?
Yeah, well, you know, with any new tag team, you're going to have to work out the kinks, and you're going to have to, you know, get used to some, you know, getting used to your teamwork again. So, yeah, the first round there, we were just working through some things, and I think this next time you'll see a much better Ebony experience. But you know, we're taking it slow and steady. This isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. So, you know, we didn't get there this time. We may not get there next time, but at some point you'll see the Ebony experience with the gold. We'll have gold.
All right. Well, Iceman, any final words for either D's or Paragon?
Actually, I've got some for both of them. So, fellas, just think about this. And L.A., I apologize. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, there's the shark. And the shark is hungry. And that shark's name is the Iceman King Parsons. And he's going to take what he wants. Tropical aggression. Here in just a few hours. And that's not bragging, fellas, because I can back it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's cocky, but he is the Iceman King Parsons. He could be your next Fubar City champion. We will find out tonight at Tropical Aggression. Thank you, Iceman. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Now back to some cold margaritas and hot senoritas. See you later.
Oh, sounds good.
I got to ask, how come he's allowed to bring up the shark and he doesn't get in trouble? I bring it up and I get letters of cease and desist.
I don't know what you're talking about. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning men's champion, men's and Hatfield McCoy champion. He is the one and only.
I am immortal. Immortal.
Do I look like I care what you think? Do I look like I give a shit what you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith. Welcome to Mexico.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Two big matches for you tonight. Hatfield and McCrory title on the line when you defend against the former champion, the First Lady of Anarchy, fellow Hall of Famer, the Cougar. And then defending the men's champion against also a fellow Hall of Famer, a former multi-time men's champion, someone you know very, very well, have known for a while. He is Judgment. So where do you want to start with this one?
Where to start? Well, all right, first, I mean, let's go into a couple things that have been said already tonight. Oddly enough, L. Bacon is mostly correct that I don't really prepare for individuals for this particular belt because I often don't find out until sometimes hours before the match who I'm going to be facing. So I just concentrate on doing what I do and doing it as well as I can in the ring, regardless who is there. Thankfully, I am cognizant of the issues that Judgment has been going through of late, so I'm not going to fall into the trap of expecting him to be the same happy-go-lucky, fool of the RAWF in the ring. I expect him to be serious, and I'm going to take him seriously. At the end of the day, you know, he thinks he's quote unquote, I'm holding the title for him. I think that's funny because, you know, while yes, he's had the title 7 times, I've defended it more times successfully. So who's holding what for whom, really? But it's great. I mean, it's fine. You know, we get an opportunity because, you know, now, you know, he's been saying since I got the belt, he's been saying that I'm holding it for him and that he's coming for it. You know, he's made a lot of noise since I picked up this belt this last time. And yet never quite got himself in any kind of position to come after it, mind you. But then I make the open challenge and he makes his play. So good for him for trying. I appreciate that. But he's going to find out once and for all who the true men's champion of this company is. And he's going to be very sad to learn that his name is Griffith.
All right. And then, of course, the Hatfield and McCoy championship, defending that against the former champion, the person you took it off of in the Cougar. El Vacant and I have been talking about how we expect this to be a better match than the last time you two faced off. What do you expect for the Cougs in this rematch from Philadelphia Freedom?
I genuinely hope you're correct. Look, I don't know what was going on in Cougs' head the last time we faced for this title. I don't know. I guess something happened, or she was distracted, or if she was sick, or she had Ebola. I don't know. But I will tell you that the person I faced in the ring is not the person I've watched win title after title in this company. So I am hoping I face the Cougs that I have seen since the day I got into this company, as opposed to the person I faced last month.
Okay, fair enough. It should be a good night for you, one way or another. Two big title defenses for the Immortal Griffith. The list, you know, potential opponents for next month. You know that list that you, I know. Do you keep a list of, you know, do you keep a list of all the men in RAWF that you may have to defend that title against next month?
I try to pay attention to it, yeah.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and scratch the Teflon Sheik off. Just scratch that off. As a matter of fact, you can delete him from any list. I'm just saying, because there is no way, and I do mean no way, that I'm walking out of Cancun, Mexico without my hair tonight. There is no way, Sheik, that you will ever compete for the men's championship, at least through the Arsenal of the Month tournament, ever again. Once this night is over, you are through a major hit to Terror Inc. And, I made sure that with a totally unbiased referee, but still one that I know, in case any other Terror Inc. members decide to come down, I have a feeling I got the equalizer in the tight striped shirt there.
Obviously, I'm going to be, you know, fair and unbiased in this, and you know, and it's clear why you chose me. It's because it's obvious that, you know, Terry Rink is going to try and interfere, and who better to just slap them around like the peons they are than the person who does so every time he gets in the ring with them. So, you know, and it's not like I don't have a few scores to settle in there. So I'm kind of hoping they do come down so I can deal with that riffraff. But you know. But like I said in my post-show interview last night, look, you know, people are trying to say like, oh, I'm going to be biased, I'm going to do all these things, and you understand, I am a paragon of fairness. I will be as fair as Big Purple himself. I am going to call this right down the middle, no shenanigans whatsoever, and I'm there to make sure that no shenanigans take place on the part of Terror Inc. at the same time.
That's what I wanted. That's all you're down there for, just to keep help.
Exactly.
You know, maintain order. Make sure that everything's right down the middle, fair, because I don't want Sheik having any excuses once this match is over. So.
I even reread all of the rules so that when I go over the rules at the beginning of the match, I get them all. I don't miss it. I wouldn't, you know, because sometimes as a wrestler, you know, you forget about some of the intricacies. You just, you know, you forget. So I made sure that, like, you know, my ref license is actually valid. I passed the test.
Awesome. Good to know. See, Sheik's got nothing to complain about after I beat his ass tonight. All right. Thank you, Griff, very much. And good luck to you in your matches. I'll see you out there in the ring.
Will do. By the way, I decided I really like this, Taylor. I ordered a whole bunch of these for your reps so that they look better from now on, because those like polyester rack hangers that you had them wearing were kind of tacky. Just so you
know. Well, at least you didn't buy them all mermaid outfits. All right.
Totally.
Thank you. No. That's all right.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Immortal Griffith defends the men's title tonight against Judgment, the Hatfield-McCoy title against the Cougar, and is the special guest referee in my match with the Teflon Sheik. All right. Next up is our reigning World and Platinum Dragon Champion. He is the one and only. There's a party going on back there. You having a little fiesta before the big,
yeah,
big show.
Yeah, something like that.
Or, I know we're in Mexico, but did you bring the Swedish bikini theme? Because they'd really like it here.
Well, yeah, but they ate a little too many rice and beans, and well, they got Montezuma's revenge.
No good.
But anyways, so everybody's excited about their matches, and I just wanted to call in and see if there was anything that you needed me to respond to since I got to the show late.
I mean,
well,
not really.
You've gotten a new nickname.
What's that?
You're now Mithras two times because you're on repeat mode this month.
A champion so nice, he's repeating it twice.
See.
All right. I like it. Was that Teflon Sheik who came up with that? He comes
up
with
me, actually.
Oh, well, gracias, Timo.
Because, you know, you have the exact same matches this month as you had last month.
The Sheik would have to be clever to actually come up with something like that, Mithras. I think we both know that that's not going to happen. I mean, that is why he has other people around him, because he can't come up with stuff on his own. But that's neither here nor there. So, Mithras, I mean, really nothing else to respond to. It's been pretty much, you know, Maeve is as prepared as she believes she can be. She's ready to come at you and try to take that World Heavyweight Championship. We know Paragon will be feeling the same way. Is there anything that hasn't been said about these matches that you can think to say?
Indeed. As you two get ready for your matches, there's no doubt that you're tough. You wouldn't be in these matches if you weren't, frankly, the two toughest in RAWF. Sorry to everybody else. Fact is, that's the truth. But tonight, when you're getting ready, you know, in the locker room, in the back, when you've got maybe a moment alone, when you're looking in the mirror, you might see a reflection, but it's not going to be yours. It's going to be, you know, a beast, an animal, the monster in the mirror, and that'll be me. And you know you're going to see me there, and you're going to wonder what's coming up tonight. And Maeve, you promised us a surprise. Well, I have a few surprises myself. So for the both of you, good luck. You're going to need it.
All right. Those are the final words before us. Two big matches from our World and Platinum Dragon champion, Mithras the Title Machine. Mithras, good luck to you tonight.
Thank you, sir. Good luck to you, too. I don't want to see any, like, loose blonde hair strands in the ring, because, you know, that's not cool.
It's not going to happen. Cool. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about that.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
All right.
Good luck to Immortal Drift, too, by the way.
Yes, definitely. Definitely good luck to him. All right. At any rate, that was our World Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, Mithras the Title Machine, looking to defend both titles again successfully for the fourth pay-per-view in a row. All right. So, with that being said, one last person to discuss with before we call it a night. He is challenging Hobo Ezekiel for the National Championship. He needs no introduction, ladies and gentlemen. Caller, you are on the air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable, the Great Red Dragon. Good evening, Lord Amadeus. How are you doing tonight? Al, did you just hit your head?
That was not me. I have no. I think someone dropped a margarita glass over there. Don't know who. But anyway, it's a big party here in Cancun, Dragon.
Oh,
as well, you know. As well, you know, Dragon.
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful, beautiful weather down here, and a beautiful night here in the stadium. And you have the opportunity to become the new national champion when you take on Hobo Ezekiel. Hobo, I know, is around here somewhere out in the stadium. Anything you have to say to Hobo Ezekiel?
Well, first, I want to thank everybody at Cancun for being so hospitable to greatness. The moment I got here, L.A., they offered me a bunch of tequila, and I said, look, I don't drink alcohol before a match. And I said, if you've got something nice, you know, something flashy that tastes great, you know, I'll take that. And they all kind of snickered, you know, and they handed me this glass. And I've had eight of them, and I've asked them what it is, and they said something called Manta something revenge. I don't know. But anyway, I feel, you know, I feel kind of full. But, you know, I'm having a great time down here getting some sun, you know, and it's great because I'm here. I'm going to seize every opportunity to be out here, and it feels like home. What? No, but anyways, it feels great out here, you know, and you know, they really wanted me to drink some more, but I've had a, I feel great-ish, but for Hobo, you know, Hobo knows exactly what I'm going to do in this match. Am I scared, though? No, because, like I said, this is a great opportunity for me to put on the show of a lifetime out here. Come what may, it's going to be great. Ah, I can't wait to get out here because, you know, but there's going to be a lot of people that always say that it was Salmon Else's fault for being out there and not doing a great show. But it's me that's going to put on the greatest match of the pay-per-view because I am true actual greatness. I've proven it over every month, basically, since I've been back. And it's just going to be one more thing. But Hobo, like I said, he knows exactly what I'm going to do. He knows exactly what I'm going to do. But that doesn't scare me because I am going to that next level. Hobo's not ready for the violence that we're going to do. See, down here in Cancun, they like not only the Lucha Libre stuff, but they also appreciate the hardcore matches. They also appreciate the persons and the individuals and the wrestlers that put everything on the line night in and night out. And that is what true greatness is. Something the rest can never do. But I want to say thanks for coming. No. Pacifist.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable. The Great Red Dragon. Good luck, Dragon.
You're welcome.
Okay. If I ever hear another fish pun again, El Vacant, before we go, any final words for your fellow Mexicans, and any final words for Juan as you get ready to prepare for your first ever Lucha Libre match here in RAWF?
See, the fans are on my side. I'm here for the first time fighting in Mexico in a very, very long time. You have called out the wrong person. Nobody can help you.
Thank you, El Vacant. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been RAWF Tropical Aggression. Good luck to everybody competing tonight in RAWF. Our next pay-per-view is scheduled to go on September 20th. It is Cataclysm, RAWF Cataclysm from the Moda Center in Portland, Oregon. It will be September 20th. Mark your calendars now. Also, ladies and gentlemen, your radio listening pleasure tonight and here in about an hour and a half, tune in to Shits and Giggles, hosted by the Goddess of Pain, here in just about an hour and a half. So your night of radio may not be over if you want to go listen to some Shits and Giggles. All right. El Vacant, thank you very much for, as always, great job co-hosting. Thank you to everyone who showed up. Thank you to everyone in RAWF. All my great GMs worked very hard this month. I very much appreciate each and every one of them. For El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. We will see you all next Saturday night for RAWF After Hours, where we will talk more about the fallout from Tropical Aggression. El Vacant, say good night as only you can.
Hasta la bye, everyone. Remember, after the event tonight, post Revel hosted on the beach out in front of Senior Frogs, hosted by the El Vacant Taco Truck Company.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good luck.